Couple of years down the road, you are waking up a little bit on the early side.
What is it? What time?
Like 5:30 in the morning.
Okay, that's definitely earlier than I normally wake up. But any reason why?
Yep. You are going on one of the most popular morning shows in Los Angeles.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Like a radio or is this
Radio,
filmed?
radio. It's
Okay.
like on WLANALAX radio. So what happened was a few weeks before this, you kind
Wouldn't it
of
be the KLANALAX?
So a few weeks before this,
No.
you kind of had like a I wouldn't say like an incident, but you definitely had something happen that you did not think was going to happen.
Okay.
A video of you like went viral on TikTok.
Oh no.
So
A video of me doing what?
it's
What
you
happens?
it's you doing like a mic check. And it's just you saying like, "Hello, hello, check one, check one, hello, my name's Aaron," and then like you had a gig at this place called the Howling Castle, and so it's basically like
Howling
a
Castle.
yeah, it's kind of like medieval times. It's like
Oh,
that
great.
kind of thing, except it's like a shopping center, except everyone's in like medieval times garb.
Turkey, are there turkey legs around?
There are several competing turkey leg restaurants inside,
Really?
yeah, the Howling Castle shopping center. You have a, special dispensation though, because you're like the entertainment for the night, You're just
Okay.
there to perform. It's been like bought out by a it's like a company party. So they buy out the place, a place inside there. There's a small jazz club inside the shopping center, the Renaissance Shopping
Yeah.
Center. And it's called Ye Olde Jazz Club, but they put an E at the end of club.
Sucks.
So no, it's like,
Why do they have a
specific
fucking jazz club at this place? A jazz club.
because they acknowledge that the modern world exists. They have like places you can charge your phone and shit, but like they have to do it through a Renaissance lens. So the place that you charge your phones and stuff, instead of, and it's they're obviously just, what do you call plugins, you know what I mean, wall sockets,
Yeah.
but they call them like people, like you'll go up to somebody and you'll go, "Hey, I'm sorry, I need to charge my phone. Is there, or like I need to plug something in, how do I, is there like a socket?" And like the people who work there will look at like a really grave look on their face, and they'll be like, "You must be talking about the voids of
Oh, fuck.
Saint Matthew."
This,
And you're
why are you going out in public with the expectation that they have a place for you to charge your shit?
well, I mean like a wall socket, not only just to charge, like if someone needs
Yeah.
to plug anything in. Even like
Like,
people come in.
why are you doing that?
Because people will like they have for sale, they have like ice cold cola for sale, and so like people, they'll have to plug in the fucking soda machine, and so they'll be like, "Oh, where's the wall socket?" And then they're like, "Oh, you must mean the voids of
Saint
Saint
Matthew.
Math, yeah, of Saint Matthew." And then they and you go, "What?" And they go, they tell you this legend of Saint
Are you fucking
Matthew
kidding me?
about how,
Can you hear that?
yeah, during the war of the Forgotten Flame, Saint Matthew showed up, and he had these like voids, like holes that he created in like out of thin air, and they would like hang in air, and they shot like electricity out at their enemies and stuff. And so that's like their approximation of it, essentially. That's what they call it. The people know it's not really that, but they're in character. And so you're like, "Yeah, the voids of Saint Matthew," and they go, "Right this way, brave follower." And then like they show you the socket. And so
So infuriating.
you're playing at Ye Olde Jazz Club,
What else?
a private gig. It
Do I
was
just dress up like I'm a fucking lord or anything? Okay.
They make, like I said, special dispensation for you because they buy the place out. And so the people who come are all dressed like a normal clothing too. Like they don't have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you put down the amount of money that these guys put down.
Who's renting this out for such an extravagant rate?
They're called the Board of Contributions to Society.
Oh, Lord.
They're essentially...
Is this like a holiday party or something?
Yeah, or? Yeah. It's a company. Yeah, the Board of... Well, I don't know. They're not. Don't really make it clear if it's a company or a group or what exactly it is. But it seems to just be like, a group of business guys, you know? That's what they look like to you. They're just dressed in, normal clothing. They're not dressed, to go out to fucking... the opera or whatever, but they have on ties and stuff like that.
Shirt and tie, business. Yeah.
Business
clothing.
Yeah. I wouldn't quite call it business casual, but it's just above business casual.
Yeah. Like business.
Yeah. You show up just wearing like jorts and a fucking t-shirt.
Okay. Jorts?
And so, jorts. That you cut yourselves.
Yeah.
So,
how short are they?
They're like a reasonable length,
Okay. Okay.
It's nothing too crazy.
Okay.
You've been getting into jorts lately. Jorts of all kinds. Jorts of all shapes, sizes, and colors. I'm talking purple jorts, sky blue.
Why am I suddenly into jorts?
So, the first clear memory of your life is being essentially a newborn.
Wah.
The first time that it's like, you're put in like a cradle or whatever and brought outside of the hospital when you were born. Dupo Hospital, where the giving's good. That's their motto.
Dupo does not have a hospital. Dupo doesn't fucking care about your maladies.
So they did back then. You were the first and only baby ever born at Dupo Hospital because they realized like this is just not going to work, And so your very first memory is being brought outside of the hospital and seeing the sky in person for the first time. And that pair of sky blue jorts that you sell is the exact same shade. You're really into jorts because you're just like, it was a kind of a colder winter than you'd expect in Los Angeles that year. And so then when it finally got warm, you were just like so ready to go. You had no shorts available that you just were like sliced off your jeans that you were wearing. And you just went outside and the sun baked those cats like they were juicy chicken inside a fucking air fryer. It felt great.
My calves, the sun on my calves.
The sun on your calves. Yeah. It feels like
it's my best body part.
Feels like the mother of God is like smiling at you. And you look up into the sky and you see in the clouds the shape of like what for just a second looks like what you've always thought Mary, the mother of God, looked like.
I have no opinion. I really don't care.
So you see that for like just a second, you're like, whoa. So after you ran outside and you kind of like looked at yourself in the mirror, and you're like, you kind of like the way that you look in these jorts. So you start, like I said, experimenting with jorts of all different sizes. You have some jorts that go down past your knees. Some of them go down considerably. Essentially, they end about 3 inches above your ankle.
It's like a capri pant.
They're long sleeve.
Wearing like jean capris.
Yeah, you call them long sleeve jorts.
Oh, no. Long sleeved jorts.
Yeah. So you just are, you're just into jorts. And so you come
we'll
to
have jorts at that point. Those are capris. There's
This
already a
has
name
been
for that cut.
so. It's been brought to your attention that that's what that is, but you've made it very clear to people that this is not a conversation you want to have. Like, whenever someone tries to correct you, you're just like, yep, my jorts are great. And eventually people are just like, all right, we're just not going to bring this up, I guess. Whatever. We'll talk about different things. We don't have to sit around talking about Aaron's jorts all day. Though some of them do.
Real ones do.
So at Ye Olde Jazz Club, you get there kind of early because you've never been to this place before, so you wanted to make sure that you'd get there on time. And there, you're doing like a 45-minute set.
Okay.
Danny Goodwin opens for you.
Yeah. How's that go?
Man, I got to be honest with you, Aaron.
Oh
He eats.
no.
He absolutely eats shit.
God damn it, Danny. We gotta find somebody else. If
But
Danny can't produce a good set.
before Danny's humiliation in front of the Board of Contributions of Society, you get there early and you do like a sound check with them. They're like, "Hey,
Yeah.
the guy we normally have is running late. Do you mind helping out?" And you're like, "Whatever." So you go up there
Sure.
and you're like, "Check, check, check one. My name's Aaron. Check two." Because your thing is that you've never had a problem talking in front of groups of people, but you have always been like weirded out by doing mic checks. You just never know what to say. And you feel like an idiot just going, "Hey, check one, check two, hello, hello. Yeah,
Yeah, I could see. Yeah.
You just feel kind of odd. And you have to like do a mic check on like three different mics. A mic for, for yourself, a mic for the backstage, and just like a backup mic in case either one of them fails. So you just keep going, "Hello, hello, yes, hello, it's Aaron. Hello, hello." And you just kind of like start running out of things to say. So
Yeah.
by the end of it, you're not necessarily like punchy, but you're kind of like, "I'm over this. I'm just gonna do whatever."
Yeah.
So you go up there and you're not aware that you're being filmed when you do this, but on that third mic, you start going, "Look at my big dick. Look at my big dick. I love eating ham." You just start like fucking around.
Yeah, I'm doing all the classics.
Yep.
I love eating ham. Look at my big dick.
Doing all and like people are like cracking up. They're like, "What the hell, Aaron?" And you're like, "I don't know, it's just like a thing." And so Danny goes up, like I said, he eats shit, brings you up. You have like a great, if not memorable set, It's just one of those shows you do where you do it and they go, "Thanks, Aaron, that was great." They pay you $1,500 in cold, hard cash.
Oh man.
When they give you the envelope, like you grab it and like you can honestly like feel how cold that cash is.
Yeah.
It's not cold to an alarming degree, but it definitely was like kept in a safe for some reason.
Am I keeping all 15 or am I like splitting this up with Danny? Like, what's the payout scenario here?
They already paid him.
Oh, okay, so this 15 is my contractually obligated payment.
Yeah, you got paid $1,500 and Danny kind of got screwed because he took what's called option B. So option A is just like, here's what we're going to get paid, like whatever.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Option B is this thing that they do at Ye Olde Jazz Club with the performers where they can go, "Look, you can go ahead and just take like the standard rate. This is like, a normal rate. Like we're not going to fuck you on the rate, you know what I mean? Or you
Yeah,
can
yeah.
take option B, which is we pick your payment out of this like, this hat."
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're leaving it to chance a little
You're
bit here.
leaving it to chance. And so and like the different prizes that you could get instead, like some people have been like, "Fuck it, I'll take option B." And they put their hand inside that jet black fucking Viking hat. It's a
It's got
thing
the
where it's like
horns
a,
on it.
yeah, but it's upside down. So the horns are like, on the bar top. in the back room of the old jazz club. And so the horns are on the bottom. They go up to where the, you know, the cut, the
kind of holding
the
hat
up. Yeah. And so you pull out of there, and there's people who have pulled out of it. They call it the hat of option B, 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 B. And when you pull out of the hat of option B, there are some people who have gotten like $30,000.
Holy shit.
Yeah. There are people one guy, he actually won like the most rare chimpanzee in the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It seems like more of a burden than a gift.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. He takes it home and just fucking kills him on the first weekend.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So they're not allowed to do like live animals anymore as, as option B. And so he's like, fuck it, man. You know what, dude? I went up there. I had a great set. I got it on video. I'm going to release
Danny.
It tonight. He goes,
Danny.
So whatever option B I get is extra gravy on the plate, Bubba. And so he reaches into the hat of option B and he pulls. It's just a thing that just says like $7.07. So
Ooh.
He's like, so he kind of like he gets the money and he's like, he goes, whatever. I could get myself two packets of Twinkies with these. So he's got a pretty good outlook on it. He later on, he shares just the entirety of the tape that he shot that night, where of him just eating shit. He puts it on YouTube.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
He releases it as a special called "It's Me, Danny." And he's like, this is a culmination of, you know, this is a few years down the road. So this is like, you know, his, you know, 12th year in comedy or something. And so he's like, it would really mean the world to me. He's like, you know, I think about, he puts out this really heartfelt post where he's like, you know, a lot of my friends that I started comedy with are a lot more successful than me. And guys, I got to be honest with you. At first, I was jealous, I was petty, and I was stupid. Now, I am so proud to look back on these 12 years of doing comedy, everything culminating in this set here tonight, I feel. So I want to dedicate this special to like all the people who have helped me in comedy. And he like lists people, like he remembers everyone. And so he lists some people. And so people are like, oh, wow. And so they watch it. It gets like 500 views and like no comments.
Yeah.
There's actually, it feels like people want to say something, but they're like, I can't.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's like beating a puppy to death. It's easy, but like, you know, what do you get out of it? So they decide to not, you know, metaphorically kill the puppy, and just no one comments. And it honestly feels empty in those ments.
It's me, Danny.
Yeah, it's called "It's Me, Danny."
So funny. I can't believe why would he put that out?
Thought it was good.
He's just a delusional.
Incredibly so. 12 years of comedy, and this is what he puts out. And you kind of think that to yourself, and you're like, fuck. But anyway, so you get $1,500 in cold, hard cash. You drive home. You dream of a howling void. You wake up the next day and there's like someone had like taken the recordings of you doing those like weird mic checks and they've like put them on like TikTok and YouTube and stuff like that. And like you're known.
So it's just these like short little bursts of me singing songs that I make up.
Yeah. Like, so there's the one of you going, look at my big dick. Someone like there's like a guy like who puts out a video of it's you on a loop, you're going, look at my big dick. Look at my big dick. Look at my big dick. Dick, dick.
Dick, dick.
And then like it keeps like on a loop. The next thing that pops up is this guy playing drums and he's fucking killing it. Like you
Yeah.
realize like, oh fuck, this is like now like turning into something. And then the next like video that pops up, there's like four different screens pop up and it's like a
Yeah.
bass player and like three guitarists and that fucking drummer and you. And they've like turned it into this like, you know, silly funk song. And
Sure.
you're like, what the fuck? So they put that video out. And it's not necessarily that people are making fun of you. Like no one's being like,
No,
wow,
no.
this, but they're, you become like this meme.
Great.
And so people are starting to like check your stuff out, you know?
Good.
Especially after Look at My Big Dick went viral, people kind of thought like, well, that's, you know, that's the end of that. Aaron's probably like a, you know, a one-hit wonder. Not so, brother.
No, I love eating ham. That one's
Yep.
coming. You know, I've got a bunch queued up.
So there's a video of this guy and he's playing like blues guitar, you know? He's playing blues in the dark on an empty stage. And there's something about the sound of this guy's guitar, the way that it sounds in this like empty like blues club, you know? Just him on a stage playing guitar. There's no one in the audience. The lights are, you know, dim, if not all the way off. And then he starts to start playing bow now, bow now, bow now, bow now. I love eating ham, bow now, bow now. Like he like covers it.
Yeah.
So like I Love Eating Ham is like your next big hit, your next big viral video hit. And
Yeah.
people are like, what the fuck? And you're like, you know, you play it off. It's not like it bothers you. You're just kind of like, this is odd. This is an odd reason to, you know, start getting known. But you're like, whatever. You're starting to do pretty okay. You're starting to get more of these like private gigs and stuff like that. You actually you're headlining a local club like later on that evening, and so you're going to do morning radio to do promotion for it.
Okay, I see.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so it's 5:30 in the morning. You wake up,
Ugh.
jump in
Do you
that.
have to be there, or is this like a virtual thing?
No, you have to be there.
Okay.
And so you bound out of bed and you drive to WLANALAX, Radio for the People. So you go in, you're going into one of the most popular morning radio shows in Los Angeles.
Yeah, which one?
It's called DJ Jason Light in the AM.
That's
But
the name of the show.
yeah, the main,
DJ
so
Jason Light in the AM.
yeah, the main like host of the show is DJ Jason Light. He's been a what's that called? A mainstay of like LA talk radio for
Okay.
people don't really know how long. Like because there's some people who's like their grandmas are like, I used to listen to this day Jason Light when I was a young woman, like doing the Charleston. And people are like, shut up, grandma. So there's some people who claim that they used to listen to them. So no one really knows how long he's been on the air, basically. But he's doing a this morning radio show. He has a couple different like cast of characters, kind of. You know how radio shows have that?
Yeah.
So he has a few different people. He has like someone who technically they handle the news, but they can chime in whenever they want.
Sure.
Yeah. His name is Holly Kringles. It's a
Holly
newsman.
Kringles,
Yeah, he's a newsman.
newsman.
Yeah. His kind of like number two, kind of like co-host on Jace on Jason Light in the AM is this woman named Stephanie Minx. And
Stephanie Minx.
Yeah. M-I-N-X. And they'll have, like, you know, comics come on and promote their gigs. They're actually pretty good about it. So you're like, man, like, a lot of the times if the comic has a good appearance on this radio show, like, you're going to sell out the next, like, five shows you do guaranteed.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
And you're already starting to do okay because of this, you know, the viral success of I Love Eating Ham and Look at My Big Dick. And there are, like, it's for, like, several months this happens. People are, like, it never, like, becomes so big that it becomes, like, the main news story or whatever. But it has a remarkably, like, even listenership. Where,
okay.
So, like, when Look at My Big Dick came out, the exact same number of people who listened to Look at My Big Dick also listened to I Love Eating Ham. So it's not a huge number, but it stays very consistent. So you go to the radio show, you know.
DJ Jason Light in the AM.
And you sit down and say hello to everybody. And they're all like, oh, hey. And, like, they're all, like, super busy doing, like, you know, production stuff. So they mostly just, like, nod to you or whatever. And you're still kind of waking up. So you don't really look around or whatever. And so
or look around or whatever,
because you're, like, you're still kind of waking up, you know.
I would be on point awake for this.
Yeah. And you're starting to, like, it just takes a second because it's a little dark in there, darker than most, like, radio studios that you've been in.
Okay.
So DJ Jason Light is, like, sitting there. He's like, hey, what's up, Aaron? He, like waves at you, and you're like, hey. And then he's like, all right, well, we're going to do the show. We're going to try to have some fun. I don't know if you're familiar with the show, but we're just going to have you in and comment on the news a little bit later on. But we're actually doing the next segment is like a relationship, like, call-in segment where you're going to kind of be, you know, the comic chiming in. And if you have advice, go ahead. But if you just want to be sit back and be funny, go ahead. He's pretty accommodating. He's like, look, you don't have to, like, jump in here and do, like, your act. Like, we can actually, you know, have a conversation. You get a conversation. Sorry, you get a sense that this guy has been doing radio for a very long time. Like, he's a fucking pro.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good. I mean, that's that seems like settling. That probably makes you feel confident.
Yeah. So he's like, all right, on the air in 3, 2, 1. All right, everybody. This is DJ Jason Light in the AM. We're going to get started with relationship questions. We have a bunch on the line waiting for us to get to them, but we do have some special guests here in the studio here to hang out with us. Fresh off his last two viral video hits, I Love Eating Ham, and, well, you know the other one. Can't say it on the air. It's Aaron Brooks. Aaron, how are you, man?
I go, hey, Jason, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
He goes, how's life been since you've had a little bit of this this viral stuff go off?
Oh, man, you know, more people are seeing my comedy, which is good. But, you know, you're always worried that, like, there's not going to be another thing.
Yeah.
You know,
he's like, that's, and, like, he relates a story that happened to him in radio when he was, like, starting out. You know what I mean? He first got syndicated and stuff like that. And he goes, all right, man, well, we look forward to hearing your advice. We're also joined by our next guest. And suddenly you become aware, like, what? Like that there's someone, like, sitting next to you that you didn't notice because it's how dark the radio the thing is, the radio studio is. And you don't quite look at him. And so it's just a trick of the light. But the hand that comes out of those shadows to shake your hand is easily the biggest hand that you have ever seen
in
your fucking life.
Oh, no.
And you kind of go like, what? And you kind of like blink and look down and it's just like a normal hand. And you look up and it's this dude sitting next to you. He's wearing a, even though that it's kind of dark, he's kind of moved up a little bit so you can see him a little bit easier. He doesn't really, he didn't realize earlier he was so
lurking in the shadows.
Yeah, he had no idea. And so
invisible.
He scoots forward. He's wearing and you can see his tight stonewashed jeans. Wearing a like a t-shirt. It's kind of hard to see what color it is. It kind of looks like almost like burgundy, you know?
Yeah.
And on top of that is a thick black leather jacket.
Yeah.
And DJ Jason Light goes, it's Mickey. Mickey Less. They play like a sound effect, like yeah, like people like applauding.
Yeah, cheering.
He kind of like sticks his hand out and like shakes DJ Jason Light's hand. He kind of, Jason kind of like blinks for a second, like releases. He sticks his hand out to you. Do you shake it?
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
So you shake his hand, and you smell something that you haven't smelled in a very long time.
What do I smell?
So,
but it's a smell that I recognize, but I know that I haven't smelled in a while.
Yeah. When you were 8 years old, your family won a Christmas tree giveaway.
Oof.
Where it was actually given away, interesting enough, at the local radio station. And they basically, it's like, hey, you know, caller number 69 wins a free Christmas tree. And your mom looked over at you and your siblings, and she was like, you know what? I'm winning that fucking Christmas tree. She grabs her fucking phone, pulls it up, dials that phone number. Caller 69 on the fucking dot.
Oh, Barb.
So they got you this free Christmas tree. It's at like, it's actually like in St. Louis. Like this is a big city Christmas tree. And so you guys, traveling to St. Louis to get it. It's like this grove of Christmas trees that they used to grow there. And so you get that, and they cut it down for you, and the people who work there are really nice, and they put it on top of your car and, like, you know, wrap it around so you can bring it home. You brought it home, and you guys took extra care that year to decorate it. You know, you went kind of all out. You made a bunch of new ornaments. You bought a few ornaments, and you're not ashamed to tell people that you stole a few ornaments
Jesus
to decorate
Christ.
That Christmas tree. And like, you, every once in a while, you feel like a small tinge of guilt, but then you remember like how good that fucking tree looked, you know?
Yeah.
So the smell that you smell when you shake Mickey Less's hand is the exact same smell of that fucking Christmas tree.
Oh, man.
So the show starts. They start getting, you know, phone calls. People are asking relationship advice and stuff like that. And you end up doing pretty well. You know, you're like mostly, you know, fucking around. But when it's time to take it serious, you do take it serious. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
sure,
you do good. Mickey Less, he gives a few pieces of advice that, like, you could tell have like shaken the callers to their core, and they're like, holy shit, I have to reevaluate everything.
Jesus Christ.
Stephanie Minx is jumping in. Like, you guys have a lot of like back and forth, you know what I mean? A lot of like friendly arguments.
Sure.
That's a kind of like the role where like you say something like dumb and she's just like, Aaron, come on. And you're like, what? I thought 2 + 2 was 5. I don't know. And she's like, come on, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you guys kind of have that thing.
Sure.
And so, your appearance goes pretty well, you know? And you guys are like let out of the they're like, all right, well, we're gonna take a break. Be sure to catch Aaron performing tonight at Hector's Happening Ha Ha Spot.
Oh, Pat.
That's the name of the club they're performing at. And
Oh
like,
my God.
they're like, caller number 10 wins like, two free tickets and two free drinks, whatever. And so anyway, they go to break and he's like, Aaron, thanks, man. He goes, yeah, I think the Chowderheads are really going to show up for this one.
Chowder.
Chowderheads is what his hardcore listeners call themselves.
Oh no.
Because there was one very memorable episode where they called his Jason Light's grandmother, and like all she just couldn't hear what they were saying, and she ended up giving out an ingredient to like, to his to like hit to like grandma's, secret chowder. And so people, they go home and they make it, and it is fucking incredible. And so like, it's just this weird moment that happened, And then, so it's kind of an inside joke. They call themselves Chowderheads. And
Oh
so
man.
he's like, yeah, man, the Chowderheads usually show up. So, I'd love to go, but I can't leave the studio. And so, you're like let out, you walk out, Stephanie Minks takes you outside to like, she's like, oh yeah, here's like our vending machine, because you got there like right on time. Basically, you didn't have time to grab anything to drink or eat or anything. And she's like, so if you want something to eat, we got like, a breakfast spread here or like whatever. And then she's like, oh yeah, that was like really fun having you in there. And now that you're out in like the light of like a normal office, you notice that Stephanie Minks is like, I gotta tell you, Aaron.
Rip City.
Yeah. In your
The
head,
homeowner in Babe City.
you think to yourself, fuck that. This is the mayor of Babe City.
The mayor of Babe City.
And then she's like, all right. And she goes, all right, well, that was really fun. And we'll have you on again. She's like, oh yeah, I followed you on Instagram. So maybe I'll see you around.
Yeah,
And as she walks.
I would just go, yeah, thanks for having me, and I'd never speak to her again.
Yeah.
You know? That's not.
So she walks back into the studio, and you kind of like turn to leave, and like standing like in the stairwell, like leaned up against the wall, is Mickey Less.
No way.
He goes,
Leaned up against the wall.
yeah, he saw
Like
the whole
he's been
thing,
observing our conversation. Yeah.
I guess. And so he goes, Aaron, that was really fun in there.
Say thanks. You gave some incredible advice, Mickey.
He goes, oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I kind of got a gift for for relationships,
It sure seems like it.
He goes, speaking of which, Aaron, I gotta tell you, I'm not just saying this because you guys were like having fun on the air or whatever, but there are sparks flying between you and DJ Stephanie Minks, I think. He
DJ, is
goes,
that like a formal title that I have to like use?
I
DJ
mean,
Stephanie Minks.
that's like her on-air name. She's like, that's like how she signs on. Like, it's
Yeah.
like, and I'm DJ Stephanie Minks or whatever. But it's not like anyone calls her that. They usually just call her Steph, the S bomb. Some people call her, if you want to make her mad, call her Miss Minxie. She gets very mad.
I will not be doing that.
No, you don't. And so he's like, yeah, I mean, I gotta tell you, man, I got a gift for this kind of thing. Look, I bought a few tickets to the show tonight. I was gonna invite all of them to come. I gotta tell you, man, I feel like there's a connection between you two. I kind of do this thing where I set people up who deserve it,
Oh.
He goes, let me bring her to the show tonight. And look, I'll keep it as low key as possible. If at any time you feel like this is just too strange or whatever, like just wink at me and I'm out of there.
I'm already uncomfortable with this, let alone before I have to wink at this guy.
He goes, just think about
to get
it, all
out.
Right? He goes, just think about
yeah,
it, man.
Fine.
He goes,
fine.
Look, I've known her for a couple of years, the whole time she's been in radio. And, you know, I don't know you very well, but you seem like a cool dude. She's a cool lady. Just think about it.
Ew, thanks, Mickey. I appreciate it.
He winks at you, and for just a second, you smell that fucking chowder. So he opens the door and leaves. You walk outside. He's gone.
Yeah.
You go to Hector's House of Ha-Ha's or whatever it was called. And you, like, you know, you go in there to headline. And Aaron, maybe it's because of the that radio appearance, maybe it's the viral stuff, maybe it's people who just like to go out and watch comedy, but it is fucking packed in there.
Great. Chowderheads showed up.
They did, in full force. And you know that because they're part of their thing is they wear aprons that just say, chowder, oh, please.
No. I got a bunch of apron wearing people in my audience right now.
They do it as a bit. It's self-aware. They're aware of how dumb it is, you know?
Yeah. It's very
chowder,
dumb.
Please. Yeah. So you get there. The opener is this new comic on the scene. Kevin Franks.
Yeah.
Does okay, you know, he's pretty funny. He's
good.
Green, but he's pretty funny. And then he brings you up. He's like, all right, well, here's, you know, the man that you guys are here to see, ladies and gentlemen. Aaron Brooks. And you're like, you walk out, people are like, yeah, it's Aaron. People are shouting, look at my big dick. And like, at one point, the entire crowd in unison starts chanting, look at my big dick. Look at my big dick. And you're like,
they're singing it
at
me.
Yeah.
Great.
You're like, how the fuck did I get here? You look down and you see, like, sitting at a table is Mickey Less and DJ Stephanie Mix. So you start like,
I think I'm going to be focused on the performance. I'm not going
right.
to focus on them, you know?
Yeah. And so you'd start doing your act, and it's going pretty good. You're kind of like, you know, building, and it feels like you build to a crescendo, almost like, you know, ending the first act almost of like,
sure.
Yeah. You look out into the crowd. Mickey Less winks at you. You look down, and like suddenly on your like what do you call it, the stool there? There's like a notebook, like a piece of paper from a notebook. Do you look at it?
I'm not gonna in the middle of a set filled with people, I gotta stop and read a fucking note.
Well, I mean, you have some time that they're laughing, you know. Laughing pretty hard. You look down.
I'm going to investigate it. You know, I'm going to look at it and see what it is.
So you look down and like you quickly scan it and it says, hey, Aaron, it's me, Mickey. And then parentheses, Mickey Less. And he goes, it says rather, look, man, I was talking to her and, you know, it's not like I came out and asked or anything, but I really think that you guys have something. You know, you guys think could maybe build something. So tell the following.
What's the
joke.
Note he fucking leaves me? God,
yeah.
Damn.
It says, it starts going like, then it starts giving advice and it says, tell the next joke. And you write, and like, there's like a joke scribbled out there.
I would pick it up and I would hold it in my hands and I would say to the crowd, somebody left me a joke. I'm going to tell this joke. I just found it here. And then I read the joke.
Do you explain anything about it?
No, I just read the joke.
So you read the joke. And you don't really think about what you're reading. You just sort of like read it, you know? And you're kind of halfway through the joke before you realize, like, wait, these just sound like nonsense words. What the hell is this? And then you get to the end. And then suddenly this like portal opens up. And
what the fuck?
These like outer god aliens come through.
What the fuck is this?
You look out, you look down at Mickey Less, and suddenly he doesn't quite look the same.
What the fuck? I turn to him and I go, what the fuck, Mickey?
And you look down and he looks completely different now. He is wearing the reddest suit that you have ever seen.
I get the fuck out of there. I run. But I throw the mic down and I run. I scream before I run. I scream into the microphone. I say, save yourselves. And I throw the mic down and I spike it and I run. I don't even look back at DJ Stephanie Minx or whatever.
So you start to run and suddenly you're like frozen in place.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Because standing in front of you is...
You fucking serious?
This guy, his suit is the most red shade of red that you've ever seen in your fucking life.
I hate this guy.
You think to yourself, if a shade of red could have a first degree burn, it would be the color of this guy's fucking suit.
800 episodes, and I hate this fucking guy. My least favorite character on record. I hate this guy. I hate him.
You got to think that to yourself as you take in his like orange stringy hair and the fucking clown nose on his suit or on his fucking nose, you know? And he goes, thanks for opening the portal by saying those words, Aaron. He winks
at
you.
Fuck you. I just say, fuck you. I just scream fuck you at him as loud as I can until my voice gives out. I just scream fuck you.
So the outer gods come through the portal and they essentially like eat all of like reality and time itself. They save you for last though.
Great. Thank you.
They call you the prophet of the outer gods. And the way that you're like the last like being of like matter in like a now matterless universe, except for in the background, the red suit of the Sugar King. And they go, Aaron, thank you so, so much. And then instead of warping you out of existence, they just beat the shit out of you.
My God.
They just kick you until you die.
They remove all of reality around Henry's Ha Ha Hut or whatever, and they just beat me to death there.
Yeah, you're the last thing in this universe that's alive. And they just beat the fucking shit out of you. And they're like these weird outer god beings. You can't quite look at them. So it's hard to see exactly what they are. But they pound you for about 45 minutes and then you die.
Great. Great. Fuck you.
Your corpse is the last thing that remains of this universe.
Good.
Tricked by the Sugar King.
This is the fucking worst.
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean? You saw what he just did. He pretended to be Mickey Less.
Yeah, and you just read this incantation in front of all these people. You just summoned the outer gods. You didn't even look at it. You just read it.
Of course, I would read it. Yeah, I'm not just going to blindly read it because people put weird shit in things. I'm going to like look for certain things. When I fucking hate the Sugar King so much.